Over four decades ago, Tony Snyder, a West Side School District music teacher, wanted to have a place for musicians to play who were not necessarily professional or active musicians. This is how the Nebraska Wind Symphony was created, which recently completed its 45th season.
The name is a little misleading to some because they associate a symphony with stringed instruments.
Although the Nebraska Wind Symphony has occasionally string accompaniments, this symphony is primarily made up of wind and percussion instruments. Dell Irvin is the president of the board of directors for the Nebraska Wind Symphony, and he also plays the trombone there. Irvin says in this symphony, strings are replaced with more woodwind instruments.
Woodwinds being clarinets, saxophones.
Music director of the Nebraska Wind Symphony, Josh Carney, also describes this symphony as a concert band. Carney is also assistant director of bands and assistant professor at the School of Music at UNO. He says there is a lot of varieties of what makes a concert band.
The instrumentation of the concert band as it exists currently is many times dictated by the wishes of a composer with a particular work. There is no set instrumentation for many concert bands. People just play music based on the instruments that they have available to them.
After 45 seasons of the Nebraska Wind Symphony, their musical diversity has been broadened with each new director. The founder of the symphony, Snyder, retired after 20 years as conductor.
Since then, we've had probably anywhere from 8 to 10 different directors. And through all that, we benefited through that because each director brings a little bit more different background and some of their own experiences to the group.
In the last 2 years, the symphony has been adjusted to the safest way to continue playing. Carney started as music director shortly before the pandemic, and he has been trying to keep things rolling for the symphony. The Nebraska Wind Symphony is formed of plumbers, doctors, and everything in between. And for everyone, continue to play is a fundamental part of their everyday lives.
It's the thing that they look forward to each week that provides them a release from maybe what it is in their day-to-day grind or their jobs. And I wanted to do everything in my power to ensure that people still had that.
The Nebraska Wind Symphony will have two free summer concerts coming up. On June 12th at the St. Robert's Bellarmine Catholic Church in Omaha, and on July 3rd at the Granary District in Relston. Check out their website, NebraskaWindSymphony.com, for more information. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.